had an opportunity to kind of grow off of the fundamental practice we had yesterday, and we spent some time, more time backed up from an offensive perspective than we have all training camp. A lot of snaps inside the 10-yard line, and then on the other side of the field, we did a lot of red zone snaps and goal line snaps. So I thought it was a good situational practice.
Coach, what position do you feel has the greatest depth on this team?
You know, I'm not really thinking about that at this point in time. Right now, again, we're here teaching. We're looking for competition at all the spots, and that's not really my focus at this point.
Coach, your position on the team is guaranteed, but Sean Denny's definitely making sure that, you know, he secures that position at long snap over the years. Just talk about how he's been doing it so long and so well over the years.
Yeah, he's a consummate professional. I mean, the guy's a hard worker. He's very good at his job, but he's not complacent. Continues to work, continues to improve, takes care of himself on and off the field. He's doing a really nice job.
Joe, when you're emphasizing fewer turnovers and more takeaways, and then you have an interception down at the goal line and a linebacker comes out of the scrum with the ball, what's your initial reaction watching that happen?
The initial reaction is, obviously, from an offensive standpoint, we've got to do a better job when we're in a scoring zone of taking advantage of that. And, you know, at least getting a field goal if we don't get a touchdown. Certainly a giveaway in the red zone is critical. But conversely, on defense, you know, it's fantastic. You know, you're going to give up most likely a minimum of 3 points, and now you get the ball back to your offense without any points on the board. So, you know, as a head coach, I get to play both sides.
What do you like about the offense so far? What have you been doing well?
I like the way the guys are working. I like their understanding of the system. We don't have a lot of mental errors and mental mistakes. I think conceptually they have a good handle on what the job requirements are at their position. And I think the work ethic's good. The leadership's been good. We just clearly have to execute better.
Joe, you've talked about wanting to see more consistency from Daniel Thomas. Have you seen it in this camp? And should he be more than a 3.6, 3.7 per carry guy with his skill set, do you think?
I like what he's doing in this camp. I'm very happy with the way he's practicing. I like what he's doing. I just was watching him today, even in the special. He's going about his business in a very professional manner. He's working on special teams. I see him very, very serious about that. He's running the ball hard when he's had opportunities in the game. He's been doing a good job in pass protection. I like the camp that he's having.
Joe, how would you assess Will Yeatman's development as an offensive lineman?
I told Will I thought his performance in the game the other night was the best I've seen. So he's improving. He needs to see if he can build off of that in his next opportunity.
What have you seen from Brandon Gibson's camp so far? What does he bring to the offense that maybe you were lacking?
He's smart. He's instinctive. He understands coverages. He understands leverage of the defense very, very well. Catches the ball with his hands. He's a smart player. I like him.
Coach, it seemed like Ellerby had an outstanding first quarter the other night. Did the tape show that?
Yeah, he played well. You know, the first play of the game, very, very, you know, involved in the screen on 3rd and 11 or 12 when he made the play. Gets everybody lined up. He played well the other night.
In terms of the young players, when you're talking about guys like Will Yeatman, Rashard Matthews, best of the year, how much development and growth do you hope to see at this point?
You definitely want to see him continue to climb and develop. We've seen it in the practice, you know, on the practice field. And like I said, I told Will, I saw him in the hallway yesterday. I said, that's the best I've seen. You look like a football player on Friday night in Jacksonville. Now you got to continue to, you know, grow and develop and continue to do that. And Rashard, players like that, Lamar Miller's in that category. They're all in that category. You know, those young guys that haven't played a lot, they're all in that category. So you're looking for them to, you know, continue to grow, both from a learning standpoint. You know, the better they know the system and their job, the faster they should be able to play, which should lead to better performance.
How much of that is on them and how much of that is on the coaching?
It's all together. It's not, you know, it's not two mutually exclusive events. You know, you got to have a willing participant. Just like in a classroom, teacher's got to have somebody. If a student doesn't want to learn, it's hard. But you got good people that want to be great football players, and you have a good staff, and you work together, you should see results.
Joe, Mike Sherman was saying that Ryan's been very sharp mentally. Can you cite any examples, whether it's...
The first play of both games. He redirected, the defenses, dropped down a safety. He redirected the blocking schemes correctly on the first play of both games. So it's not like he was out there, oh my gosh, what's happening? He saw exactly what was happening, communicated to the offensive unit what needed to be done. And, you know, so that leads, again, he's ready to play, knows what he's doing. Those were good things.
Joe, you know that
obviously Mark Taylor is back. Mm-hmm. How far behind is he after missing that time, and how do you get him caught up?
Yeah. Well, you try to get him as many reps as you possibly can. You can't replace what's happened has happened. So those repetitions, they're gone, never to return. So we just take it one day at a time, see him progress, you know, get him exposed. The good news is he's been in the classroom, so he's, you know, he's got a sense of the scheme. But this is, you know, this is a better teacher, this being the practice field, than the classroom. The classroom's good. It's important. It's great. But this is better. So, okay, we got a plan to, you know, increase his workload. And see how he does.
Do you think it's a recoverable situation?
I think so. Absolutely.
Do you feel that the flashy manner in which Mike Wallace plays, his personality, do you see him as the type of guy who can really become a popular guy here in South Florida?
I hope he's a very productive football player. I hope he does a great job on and off the field, and it makes a difference in the Miami community and on the football field for the Dolphins. His popularity, I really have no interest in, and I'm not concerned about that.
Do you feel the addition of Dustin Keller is going to open up the offense more for Wallace and Gibson?
Potentially, yeah. You know, the more weapons you have at your disposal, hopefully the better balance you present to a defense where they now have more things to be concerned about, and that potentially could open up opportunities for other players. Absolutely.
You have one kind of need of being with the reputation of a dirty player, and that seems to turn the corner to a tough player. Been around offensive linemen for a year. How do you assess his, where he's at,
what he's doing? Yeah, he's one of the hardest working guys we have out here. I can't say this verbatim for total fact. I don't think he's missed a practice since I've been here. So, you know, part of being a pro football player is being available, being out there every single day with your teammates, practicing and giving a great effort. And I have absolutely no issues with that. I mean, he's been there every day. He answers the bell. He gives excellent effort. He plays hard. So I have no problems with.
Alan, last one. Joe, quick follow-up on Yeatman.
Yes.
He's 2 years removed from switching over from tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you once in a while still see a tight end in him, and what's his ceiling as an offensive lineman?
Well, it's hard. You know, again, it's hard to say exactly where his ceiling is, but, you know, he's grasping the techniques of the position very well. Again, it's a repetition thing. The more he works at it, the more comfortable he appears, and that place, but the biggest thing that we saw the other night was he played fast, he played decisive, and so we're looking for him to continue to do that throughout the preseason.